Hello and welcome to Ascense Podcast, Exploring Standards. My name is Jess, and in this podcast, I will be talking to the experts in the consultancy industry. At Ascent, we pride ourselves on championing international standards. And in each episode of this podcast, I will be talking to expert consultants discussing standards, ISOs, consultancy, and everything in between to bring you industry knowledge and updates. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Exploring Standards. I am your host, Jess. And today I have the absolute pleasure of welcoming founder of Flagship Partners, Pete Rushmere. How are you, Pete?
I'm good, thanks, Jess. I appreciate you having me on the podcast. I'm looking forward to having a chat with you about all things fleet logistics and compliance.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm so grateful for you to join me on the show today. Can't wait. I'm really excited. So as you said, our topic is fleet logistics and compliance. But before we get into those questions and all that jazz, do you mind telling our listeners a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you do?
Cool. Yeah, appreciate that. So hi, listeners. My name's Pete Rushmer. My business is Flagship Partners. We do a lot of work around fleet operators, compliance, those kinds of things. Most of our clients tend to have something called an operator's license. So they run fleets of vehicles, and usually they're goods vehicles, which means they're 3.5 ton or over. So when you think about a 3.5 ton vehicle, think about a like Sprinter, long wheelbase type DPD van, sort of anything over and above that will need an operator's license. And then there's like a new set of rules and regulations and legislation and bits and pieces for people to deal with. So we help companies with that. We do a range of training and consultancy work as well. And increasingly, actually, the team have been picking up that stuff. And slowly I've been evolving into looking at a lot more leadership development and leading compliance and work like that, and coaching leaders in the sector as well. So yeah, really, I love working within the business. We've been going 5 years, got a nice team of people and amazing clients too. So yeah, and love getting to come and chat fleet safety with you, Jess. Really excited.
Fantastic. Well, as you can see, there's no guessing why we've got Pete on the podcast to talk about fleet compliance. So this is really exciting. So if you don't mind, I'm going to go into my first question, which is, what is ISO 39001?
Cool. Yeah. So relatively speaking, with the ISO standards, it's a relatively new one, or it's new to Flagship. It's new to something that we've been supporting clients with. So ISO 39001 or 39001, being correctly spoken. I don't know if I'm saying that right or not. So we're 9001 approved, and I always say 9001, but is that correct?
Yeah, I think I did. Do you know what? I have heard on the podcast, like, way people just say ISOs, like the numbers are just, it's always like completely different. And I'm just, I never know what the right one is. So yeah, 39001 probably makes more sense.
No worries.
Then I went the awful way just to make you confused.
It's fine. Everyone's going to go with it, right? So yeah, Let's go with that. So it's road traffic safety management. Okay. So we're talking fleet risk. We're talking vehicles. It's not specific to HGVs or buses. So it's anything fleet related. And essentially, like many of the ISO standards, it's focusing on many of the similar things around the context and the types of vehicles and vehicle selection and making sure we've got the right tool for the right job, the leadership of that process. Ultimately, it comes down to, there's some really, really key things, I believe, or major factors to look at when running a fleet safely, which ISO 39001 looks at, and there's other safety standards which we'll talk about as we sort of work through the podcast. But ultimately, it's about making sure that we manage drivers effectively. So we make sure the drivers that we're employing have got the right licenses to drive the vehicles they're driving, and to make sure that they're well informed, they're educated, making sure that they're competent at what they do. And we're, just because they've got a license, does that mean that they're competent to carry out the role that we're asking them to do? A key thing with road traffic safety is around making sure that we're managing the time allowed for drivers, to make sure that we're not expecting people to drive tired and those kinds of things. And then down to the vehicle itself, making sure we've selected the right vehicle for the job, making sure that it's effectively maintained and checked on a regular basis, That it's not just put in for annual, if it's a car, for example, or a van, it's not just put in for its annual service, that we're regularly checking to make sure, you know, minimum standards are being met. Certainly, as you move into bigger vehicles, MOT first time pass rate becomes a factor. That's something we need to be looking at and thinking about the impact on the DVSA. If we're driving goods vehicles, we start to look at load safety, load security, those kinds of things, and making sure that the drivers have the right qualifications for those kinds of vehicles. And then the overall maintenance regime. So making sure that preventative maintenance is carried out on the vehicles, that that's properly scheduled. They don't miss MOT dates if they've got tachos, that they're calibrated effectively. There's loads of stuff to think about. And then the key one from road traffic safety will be around the accident statistics. So measuring, monitoring, reducing wherever possible, putting proactive measures in place to try and tackle that, and then effectively investigating any accidents that do occur as well, and reporting on those statistics too. So lots of operational stuff to think about, really. But a really exciting standard, a really interesting standard, I think, particularly, you know, the way I see 39001 is that a lot of our clients who run goods vehicles have already been under this realm of the operator licensing regime. So they're answerable to the traffic commissioner. However, lots of van operators fall out of scope of that. And 39001 is a really good opportunity if you operate what's called in the industry a grey fleet. So company cars, vans, it's a really nice standard to start to introduce some really good management process into the running and management of that fleet. And I thoroughly recommend it as a standard. I think it's a really good standard to run to, and always valuable for a business. You know, return on investment on any of the standards that Ascent do are always a really worthwhile investing in, and demonstrate a really high expectation. You know, as organizations go, as we start to tender and bid for more work, you know, questionnaires are asking for what standards people are operating from. And 39001 is a really good one. We do a lot of work at Flagship with the Highways Agency. We're exhibiting at their national conference, which has been held in Leicester in March. And they're big advocates for 39001, big advocates. They had guest speakers talking about it at their previous conference the year before. And they've got Matthew Syed. I'm not sure if you come across Matthew Syed, Jess, but he is a guest speaker at the next one. Okay, Black Box Thinking. It's a really, really good book, worth reading. Okay. And he's a panelist in The Times as well, writes in The Times. Anyway, I'm waffling. Sorry, Jess.
That's okay.
I did warn you.
No, it's fantastic, because I think you've given us a really good overview of 39001 and kind of what to expect and the benefits of it. So it's been really brilliant. So thank you. Don't apologise. You did briefly mention in there that there were some other standards that do apply to logistics. What are these standards, and can you give us a bit of overview over them?
Yeah, sure. So starting with ISO. So, you know, 9001 as a quality standard is a really good starting point for fleet operators, focusing on quality, focusing on putting customer first and having a good management process. And, you know, many of our clients that, you know, similar to Ascent One, will have 9001, 14001 is applicable, because not only are we looking at the quality, we're also looking at the environmental piece. So there's loads of work around operating a fleet that you can do around the environmental impact, because you're looking at, you know, you're using a lot of fuel. Mm-hmm. HGVs, for example, people don't realize this, but 30% of their operating cost is diesel. It's a huge expense for large vehicle operators. So to give you an idea, I've got a client who operates 25, 30 vehicles, and their weekly diesel spend is £40,000. You know, so it's huge. So there's good opportunity to edge that forward. You know, good quality driver training will really reduce the environmental impact. That's, you know, that makes a big difference. We can, you know, we can make marginal improvements through vehicle maintenance systems, through appropriate driver competencies and development, sort of 10% improvement on that. Now, it doesn't sound like a great deal, but when you're spending £40,000 a week, that's a lot of money. Mm. But also it's beneficial for the environment too. Obviously, 27,000 ones around data protection, so that's really important, particularly managing when you go to manage a fleet, you're managing a lot of personal data around driver licenses and those kinds of things. So it's a really important thing to consider. And obviously, you're giving that peace of mind to your clients as well, because they want to do that. You know, the fleet sector, you offer often working with a wide range of different clients who'll be looking for that. And then obviously 45,001 as well from a safety standpoint. Not only are fleet operators beholden to the HSE, they're also beholden to, in many cases, the traffic commissioner as well. So yeah, loads of good ISO standards. And then I suppose there's some more fleet related ones as well, if you're interested to hear about those, Jess.
Yeah, absolutely. Go into it. More than happy to hear about that.
Yeah.
Look at the excitement on your face as I said that. You're like, okay, get ready, buckle down.
Yeah, you're ready for this. So one of the big popular standards was created originally by TfL, Transport for London, and that was called FORS, Fleet, which stands for the Fleet Operator Recognition Scheme. Now, that was originally introduced in London and has been rolled out amongst many fleet operators across the UK. So FORS is a nice standard. It's pre-39,001, but it's quite commercial in that sense. So from a commercialized point of view, you pay for audits, you pay for membership. The audit standard is very specific in some of the requirements. So it can be quite challenging. It can be quite challenging for companies to achieve it on their own. Because the policies that are required are very sort of strict in the way they're worded, and the expectation you have to name champions of, you know, fuel champions and work related road safety champions and those kinds of things. And then they're really prescriptive around the training that needs to take place, e.g. you need to take their courses as well. So there's it's very commercial. However, as I often say to people, is it's a business decision, right? So if you're interested in FORS and you want to work with a client who says you need to have FORS, then that's what you need to do. So and FORS comes in different bandings. So you start with bronze, which, as what people mistakenly say, is that potentially silver and gold are tougher to get. But interestingly, bronze is more like a foundational level. So the bronze standard is actually quite a robust standard. It's challenging to get. You need to have a lot of policies and procedures in place and be able to demonstrate those as part of the audit. And that's audited on an annual basis. Now, once you've got bronze, you can then move up. So it's like a tiered system, silver and gold. And actually silver and gold, you don't need much more to get them, but there's just a marginal improvement. So for example, silver starts to focus on what we call VRUs, vulnerable road users. It also focuses on environmental impact, noise, those kinds of things. So silver is that, and then gold is much more about what you're doing in the industry and how you're promoting safe practices in the industry and those kinds of things. So yeah, it's a tiered system. The beauty of going to silver once you've done bronze is actually your annual audit reduces to biannual, but you get silver annually. But the silver audit is slightly less laborious process. So that's FORS. And then the big one that we're at Flagship, we're approved audit providers for, and that is the DVSA's own earned recognition standard. So DVSA are now doing their own earned recognition standard for goods and bus and coach operators. Which is a very strict standard. There's a lot of expectations around that from the DVSA, but essentially in that industry, the DVSA have what's called an OCRS scoring system. So it's called an operator compliance risk score. Those that have got operator licenses will be aware of it. And essentially the earned recognition standard moves them out of this traffic light system to a blue standard, which means that they're less likely to get stopped at the roadside, but they proactively share key performance data with the DVSA as part of that. And they have to achieve some quite strict expectations around the way they maintain their vehicles, look after subcontractors, employ drivers, And also around like their MOT pass rate and expectations there. So yeah, that's a quick run through those schemes. I've tried to keep that as brief and interesting as I can.
No, you have. Fantastic. Thank you. Need help implementing a standard or maintaining a management system? Ascent Risk Management can support you throughout any stage of your project. The expert team delivers impartial consultancy and auditing services across multiple disciplines, including information security, cybersecurity, environmental sustainability, health and safety, quality management, and business improvement. More than just box ticking, their team works in collaboration with yours to build bespoke management systems that return real business benefits. Find Ascent online at www.ascent1, which is ASSENT1.com. So we've talked a lot about the schemes, obviously, and the standards that you can do, but what other legislations are there to keep people safe on the roads?
Yeah, sure. So we have like the usual sort of like speeding things, you know, that like speeding law and safe parking and those kinds of things. But certainly some of the legislation we work with around fleet operators and bigger vehicles, you've got the operator licensing regime, which is regulated by the Office of the Traffic Commissioner. They look after, on the one side, bus and coach operators, so passenger vehicles. And then on the other side, they look after goods vehicles and those kinds of things. So there's quite a bit of stuff around there. So, for example, we've got EU rules that have come over and we've adopted for around tachographs. So drivers who drive those vehicles need to use tachographs the operator needs to essentially look at those tachograph hours on a regular basis. They need to make sure that they're monitoring those, and drivers will get infringements if they break the rules, for example. So the whole purpose of that is to increase fair competition and to improve road safety. And then alongside that, there's the maintenance regime, where bigger vehicles have to be inspected more regularly. So between 6 to 12 weeks usually is how often bigger vehicles get looked at. So there's lots and lots of stuff that's being looked at. Interestingly, Highways Agency are starting to look at, so I guess people listening who maybe are thinking about putting in a fleet management standard because they haven't got one, they might not fall under operator licensing. I don't want to focus too much on that. There's lots of stuff that the Highways Agency are doing now around making sure that people are taking responsibility for road safety. We've got, you know, there's as many as 2 deaths a day on the UK roads. It's a major issue. So highways are putting in AI cameras. They're trialing AI cameras to look for distracted and fatigued driving and those kinds of things. People don't know where they'll be. So there's going to be lots of things being picked up on. And ultimately, organisations are often, you know, they're advertising on their vehicles, they're promoting their businesses, and they want to ensure that their reputation is being effectively maintained on the road. So it's definitely worth thinking about helping improve compliance from a fleet operating point of view.
Fantastic, thank you. How do standards help firms be compliant?
Yeah, so how I see standards supporting is they give some good guardrails around how to effectively operate the business. And not only will they aid compliance, but I think they also improve operational standards. They improve the education that we provide people and the standards we hold to. So on the one hand, what I often say with fleet operators is aim for something beyond compliance if you can, because the standards are the standard. And for example, an MOT is like the barest minimum standard, right? So if we can aim for like something beyond that, the standards help us achieve that. They help us sort of perform well. I think they aid looking at reducing waste, improving profitability, improving competence and those kinds of things. So I think standards help do that because they give a nice guideline. They give guardrails around how to effectively do that, because people who run a fleet of vans, for example, might go, well, where do I start? Mm-hmm. And ISO 39001 is a great example because it's given you a system to follow.
Yeah, absolutely. Completely agree with that. So thank you so much for being on the podcast today. Have you got any final tips for our listeners?
Oh, I think the big one is around the people. So mm-hmm. ultimately, when it comes to road traffic safety, vehicles don't crash, right? And statistics say that vehicles don't crash because usually speaking, they're well maintained. We're in an era where vehicles are high quality. They've got lots of safety equipment. So ultimately, it's the pink spongy things that sit behind the wheels that cause accidents. So I think my top tip is that that's the place to look to. Just because someone's got a license and has passed a license potentially 20, 30 years ago, it doesn't mean that they're competent or fit to drive vehicles with your brand emblazoned on them. So I think that's probably my suggested starting point.
That is, I like that. I like that very, very, very much, because you're absolutely right when you say that is the people that usually cause the accidents. So that's perfect top tip. Well, thank you so much for being on the episode today. I hope you've enjoyed it. You can find more about Pete. We'll pop a few links in the show descriptions. But Pete, tell us about your podcast in case anyone else wants to know more about Flagship and logistics and compliance.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Jess. So I host a podcast called Fleet Geeks. It kind of does what it says on the tin. You've probably picked up that I'm a bit of a geek about this stuff and I'm a bit of a geek about fleet. So, it's me. Sometimes I interview guests. Sometimes I have, I've had former senior traffic commissioners, people from DVSA, those kinds of stuff coming and sharing some of their expertise, highways agency, driving for better business. So, check it out. Subscribe. We're on most platforms. So when you're finished listening to Exploring Standards, check out.
And you've now got the geekiness to go to look at some more fleets. You know where to go.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Please make sure you rate, review and subscribe to the podcast. It really does help us. And we'll be back with another episode in a couple of weeks.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Check out the show description for links for more information on all topics discussed in the episode. If you enjoyed listening, please make sure you subscribe to our podcast and make sure to leave us a review. If you need any help with implementing an ISO standard or have any questions, please reach out to Ascent Risk Management to talk to one of our expert consultants today. We can be found at www.ascent1.com. We're also on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. All links can also be found in the show description. This podcast was produced by Jessica Ingalls and is a Clemark Studios production.